The judge presiding over a high-profile serial killer case in Cleveland is now herself under scrutiny. That's because her email address was linked to dozens of comments on the Cleveland Blaine Dealers website. Some comments were about ongoing cases she's hearing, including that of Anthony Sowell, who's suspected of killing 11 women. Now the judge is suing the newspaper for $50 million, saying it breached its website privacy policy and violated her privacy. Dan Bobkoff of member station WCPN in Cleveland reports.
The online username was Lawmiss, and the person or persons behind it thought the more than 80 posted comments would remain anonymous. But the comments raised the suspicions of an online staffer who, when investigating the pseudonym Lawmiss, stumbled on an email address linked to Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Shirley Strickland Saffold. Jackie Lipton is a law professor at Case Western Reserve University.
There probably do need to be investigations. She probably should recuse herself from the cases that she's commented on. But that, to me, is a separate issue to how the information was released in the first place.
Already under suspicion for her web comments, Judge Saffold won't talk about her suit against the Plain Dealer. But her lawyer, Brian Spitz, doesn't deny that Saffold sometimes used the name Lawmiss.
Judge Saffold commented on nothing that has currently or ever been pending in her court.
Those comments, Spitz contends, were actually written by Saffold's 23-year-old daughter. The judge says they shared the AOL email address. But it's the release of her online identity that's the basis of Judge Saffold's $50 million suit against the Plain Dealer. Her lawyer, Brian Spitz, argues that the paper violated privacy policies when it revealed Saffold's identity.
Either the Plain Dealer breached his promise to keep that information confidential, or it never intended to keep it confidential, which means it's either a breach of contract or fraud.
Now that the suit has been filed, Plain Dealer editor Susan Goldberg won't discuss it. But speaking on NPR's On the Media recently, she defended the paper's publication of Saffold's identity, saying it was in the public's interest.
What keeps getting lost in this debate is the right of this defendant, who is on trial for his life, to a fair and impartial judge.
The case against the Plain Dealer is adding to an already messy situation. A few days before Saffold sued the Plain Dealer, accused killer Anthony Sowell's attorney Rufus Sims confronted Judge Saffold on reports in the paper about the postings, including one saying he acts like a buffoon. The exchange was posted on the Plain Dealer's website.
Judge, after reading that article, it was shocking, and I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Do you
and
think
I
that
couldn't
I have
believe
some...
that generated from your AOL account, Your Honor.
Okay, so that makes it even more of a reason for you to know it wasn't me.
Judge Saffold says she will decide soon whether to recuse herself from the case. Law professor Jackie Lipton thinks she should, to avoid at least the appearance of impropriety.
If it's true that she was sharing an internet account with her daughter, you probably shouldn't be sharing an account where public comments can be made from that account about these kinds of matters.
Saffold is just the latest judge to find herself in the minefield that is the internet. A North Carolina judge was slapped with a reprimand last year after he communicated by Facebook with a defense lawyer trying a case before him. And in Washington state last year, a judge running for re-election was accused of using a government computer to post disparaging remarks about his competitors. He lost re-election. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute says Judge Saffold's case comes as news organizations debate their online comment rules.
Newsrooms all over the place are reconsidering how they allow citizens to be involved in the news. I don't think that many newsrooms are going to get rid of comments.
And for now, the Plain Dealer is still allowing supposedly anonymous comments on its website as Judge Saffold decides her next move. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.